Long time ago, one of our people went hunting. Even though he had no weapons, no spear, no throwing stick, no boomerang, he went looking for tracks until, finally, he found a kangaroo track in the sand. It was so old and faint, he could hardly see it. He followed that track, never taking his eyes away from it. Suddenly, he looked up and saw some spirit creatures, Mambara, we call them. They were sitting around a campfire and staring right back at him. "Hey," they said, "old people come this way, but not for a long time." "I'm just hunting kangaroo," he told them. "See this track? Pretty old, ain't it?" They looked at one another. "Go on then, my boy. You're right. Keep going." Our old grandfather's grandfather, who in this story is only a boy, kept following the kangaroo track. It looked like the kangaroo must be close. Suddenly, there it was, feeding. It lifted its head every now and then to scratch its chest and look around, but the Noongar made sure the kangaroo never saw him. He crept closer and closer, stopping whenever the kangaroo looked his way, and then, like lightning, he rushed up and punched it in the head, killed it, carried it away. He stopped at the Mambara camp and gave them a kangaroo leg. A little bit later, he met some other Mambara, and he gave them the other kangaroo leg. He was glad they let him hunt in their country. Then he headed for home, carrying what remained of his food. Walking along, thinking about his home and family, he suddenly heard a very loud noise. It sounded like someone screaming, but worse. He turned and saw a Mambara running after him, yelling and shaking its fist. The Mambara was angry. "Why you kill that kangaroo?" he said. "That's my kangaroo you got. This is my country here, not yours. You got to fight me, now." That Mambara had a lot of boomerangs. He gave some to the Noongar, then turned and walked away. The Noongar walked away a little bit too. The two of them turned and faced one another, and then the Mambara threw a boomerang. The Noongar gave a yell and jumped out of the way just before it hit him. The Noongar threw a boomerang right back, and the Mambara laughed as it went flying past. But then it curled around and came spinning back at him, and he dived to the ground at the very last moment. That was their way of fighting, throwing boomerangs. Sometimes the Mambara hit the Noongar, and sometimes the Noongar hit the Mambara, but they didn't stop throwing boomerangs at each other. They threw boomerangs, they dodged boomerangs, they caught boomerangs out of the air and picked them up from the ground and threw them again. Whenever a boomerang hit home, the one who threw it bounced up and down, laughing at how clever he was. The sun rose higher and higher in the sky, and still they kept fighting. Drops of sweat were jumping from their skin. The Mambara was so angry he put his beard in his mouth and bit it. He bit his tongue too. The Mambara was so angry he wanted to bite the Noongar. The poor Noongar, our old grandfather's grandfather, he was so tired he could hardly lift up his arm. Here it was, almost sunset, and he was still a very long way from home. Our ancestor had one boomerang left. He swung it in his hand, feeling its weight and balance, and then threw it into the sky. The Mambara turned to watch the way it spun and suddenly yelled out, "Old people's boomerang!" He ran, jumping and snatching at the boomerang as it curled and swooped around him, yelling, "Mine! Mine! Mine!" The boomerang stopped in the sky just above his head, spinning and spinning, just out of reach. It spun so fast, it blurred and melted together so that it looked like a waterhole in the sky. The Mambara saw his reflection and stood still, quietly looking up at himself. Our ancestor rose up into the sky, flying. It was magic, see? He was a very special person, but he never knew until the old people's boomerang showed him. When he got home to his people, no one cared that he didn't have much food. They wanted to hear his story. This story. They were all warm beside the fire and laughing together. "I've been fighting Mambra," the boy told them, "and I beat him." Far away, way back where the Noongar had come from, the boomerang clattered to the ground. The poor Mambra blinked, bent down and picked it up. He looked around. No one. So he sat down at his campfire, all on his own.